of new snow on the ground, and I seen somebody's tracks. They had come up from the quarry and stood around the stile a while, and then went on around the garden fence. It was funny they hadn't come in after standing around so. I couldn't make it out. It was very curious somehow. I was going to follow around, but I stooped down to look at the tracks first. I didn't notice anything at first, but next I did. There was a cross in the left boot heel made with big nails to keep off the devil. I was up in a second and shinning down the hill. I looked over my shoulder every now and then, but I didn't see nobody. Miss Watson's nigger, Jim, had a hairball as big as your fist, which had been took out of the fourth stomach of an ox, and he used to do magic with it. He said there was a spirit inside of it, and it knowed everything. So I went to him and told him Pap was here again, for I found his tracks in the snow. What I wanted to know was what he was going to do, and was he going to stay? Jim got out his hairball, and the hairball talked to Jim, and Jim told it to me. He says,
"Your father don't know yet what he's going to do. Sometimes he speck he'll go away, and then again he speck he'll stay. The best way is to rest easy and let the old man take his own way. But you is all right. You're going to have a considerable trouble in your life, in considerable joy. Sometimes you're going to get hurt, and sometimes you're going to get sick. But every time, you's gwine to get well again."
When I lit my candle and went up to my room that night, there sat Pap, his own self. I stood a-looking at him. He sat there a-looking at me, with his chair tilted back a little. I set the candle down. I noticed the window was up, so he had clumb in by the shed. He kept a-looking me all over. By and by, he says,
"Starchy clothes. Very. You think you're a good deal of a big bug, don't you?"
"Maybe I am. Maybe I ain't," I says.
"Don't you give me none of your lip," says he. "You've put on considerable many frills since I've been away. I'll take you down a peg before I get done with you. You're educated, too, they say. Can read and write. You think you're better than your father now, don't you, because he can't? I'll take it out of you. Who told you you might meddle with such highfalutin foolishness, eh? Who told you you could?"
"The widow."